It's 4:06. You're listening to Central Time on the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. I'm Veronica Rickert.
And I'm Rob Ferret. Coming up, almost half the seats in Wisconsin's legislature up for election this year either have no major party challenger or are completely uncontested. State Senator Tim Carpenter says Wisconsin needs to be able to vote against uncontested candidates with a none-of-the-above option.
First, UW students caught selling drugs on campus face expulsion and the loss of financial aid, but they can avoid criminal charges if they agree to help police bust other drug dealers. An investigation by Wisconsin Public Radio and the Center for Investigative Journalism raises questions about the risks of using students as confidential informants. Gilman Halstead reports.
The investigation included interviews with campus police chiefs as well as with several students who were arrested for dealing drugs and offered a deal to work as a drug informant. UW-Whitewater student Javani Butler was suspended after he was arrested for selling a small amount of marijuana to an informant. He was offered the chance to reduce his felony charges and keep his record clean if he turned in other student dealers. But the 25-year-old who refused to talk on tape told Sean Kirkby of the Wisconsin Center for Investigative Journalism he resented being pressured to become a snitch. He ended up serving 45 days in jail. But UW-Whitewater Police Chief Matt Keterlin says last year 8 students did agree to the deal because it offers a significant benefit.
They don't end up with those charges or a conviction hanging over their head for the rest of their lives. And we certainly realize that a conviction for dealing narcotics can affect you in a lot of ways. We really do look at it as an opportunity for them to kind of pay back the mistake that they made.
But selling drugs, even when you're wearing a wire and police are watching, can be dangerous. Chief Keterlin says police do background checks on targeted drug dealers before sending a student out with marked bills to make a drug buy.
If we have someone that's shown a propensity towards violence, or maybe even a weapons charge or other things like that, we're not going to let them buy into that person because of the safety concern.
But UW-Oshkosh criminologist Stephen Richards says there are other safety concerns for informants that aren't included in their contract.
They're never warned about the downside. They're never warned about how there might be retaliation later. By helping themselves at the expense of others, which is what they're doing, they might, you know, get a lesser charge or even have the charge dropped. But they're going to be looking over their shoulder the rest of their lives.
Richards himself was caught in a federal sting operation and served 3 years in federal prison in the 1980s for conspiracy to sell marijuana. He says he turned down an offer to be an informant and pled not guilty because he believed marijuana should be legal and he didn't want to help arrest others for selling it. Now, as a law-abiding professor with a Ph.D., he sees using students as informants as counterproductive on a college campus.
I think it's detrimental to, you know, what we try to do on a college campus, which is to provide a safe and supportive environment for university students to learn. I think it disrupts that. It disrupts our mission.
UW-Whitewater Dean of Students Mary Beth Macon disagrees. She says when students break drug laws on campus, they shouldn't be treated differently just because they're students.
I think the important thing is this is not an anomaly to a college campus. It's the same thing that happens to a 19-year-old who's not come to college, who's working somewhere out in society.
UW-Whitewater Police Chief Keterlin says informants are helping. He says drug arrests on campus fell from 156 in 2012 to 94 last year. Both UW-Eau Claire and UW-Stout also use students for drug buys. Campuses in Green Bay and Oshkosh use informants only to obtain search warrants and subpoenas, not for drug buys. Gilman Halstead, Wisconsin Public Radio.
We're now joined by reporter Sean Kirkby of the Wisconsin Center for Investigative Journalism, who led the report out yesterday. Sean, welcome to the show.
Thank you for having me.
So what kind of crimes are these students committing that leads them into this position? They're facing a felony charge and offered a deal to be an informant instead.
Most of these students are selling small amounts of marijuana in the dorms and off campus. UW-Whitewater Police Chief Matt Keterlin says that most of the students that are arrested have marijuana dealing supplies as well as something else, such as a prescription medication or a harder drug. Under the state laws, marijuana distribution is a felony charge, and it carries anything from 0 to 200 grams is a felony and punishable by 3.5 years in jail and a $10,000 fine.
And apart from the legal consequences, there are risks to things like whether you can stay in school and eligibility for financial aid. Is that right?
Yeah. If you visit our website, wisconsinwatch.org, you'll see that we have a sidebar about this. And basically, the dealing drugs can result in a two-year period of ineligibility for federal financial aid for the first offense. And subsequent offenses can result in an indefinite period as long, unless the student completes a drug rehabilitation program with two unannounced drug tests and or has their conviction voided. At UW-Whitewater, students can also be suspended for a period of up to 2 years from all UW system campuses.
Is this informant program something that we just see on Wisconsin campuses, or is this going on around the country as well?
It's really hard to tell because the use of informants is fairly unregulated across the nation. The New York Times recently reported on a program that was run through the Air Force Academy in Colorado that was using students as informants. And the New York Times also noted in that article that there are no known cases of other colleges using informants. But again, we don't know for sure.
And you mentioned a lack of regulation at the federal level. When campus police and other police are using these student informants, are they subject to state laws, I guess, or guidelines as to how they operate?
Not really. The only state laws that exist for informants in Wisconsin are usually aimed at protecting their identity, such as prohibiting police departments from releasing voice recordings, anything that could possibly identify an informant. There is only one state that I know of, and that many experts know of, that has a law regulating use of informants, and that's Florida.
And there was an incident there, I think you mentioned in the story, where an informant was actually killed in the course of one of these drug buys.
Yeah, a 23-year-old college graduate named Rachel Hoffman had her apartment searched by police, and they found a few ounces of marijuana and some ecstasy pills. And they essentially sent her off to buy drugs while wearing a recording device. The operation backfired, and it resulted in her death and prompted the state to pass regulation requiring police departments to let informants know they have access to an attorney and other aspects.
Now, you, for this story, talked to some students who had been arrested and, in some cases, presented with this choice, felony charges, possible expulsion, loss of financial aid, or become an informant. How, talking to these people, how had they weighed that decision? Was it a tough call for them to make?
It was a very tough call for some of them to make. One that I spoke to actually did accept an informant deal and then backed out of it because of concerns for his safety. Other people declined to accept the deal because they were concerned about what their friends would think. They didn't want to turn in their friends. And they were also concerned for their own safety, as well as some of them thought that marijuana should be legal.
And one of the arguments in favor of this that you quoted some university police officials saying, effectively, campus being a student is not a get-out-of-jail-free card. If you were an 18-year-old or a 20-year-old arrested for this and not a college student, you might be offered the same choice.
Yeah, that was so UW-Whitewater Police Chief Matt Kederlin and the UW Dean of Students brought up that point that basically this is no different than any kind of operation or any kind of deal that's offered to any person who has a felony conviction.
So how much criticism has there been of this? I know you talked to some academic experts who are concerned about the effect this has on a campus community. Is this a widespread concern, or just a few people here and there are starting to raise it?
It's really becoming a few people here and there raising it. In the report at wisconsinwatch.org, I spoke to a nationally recognized expert, Alexandra Nadapoff, who teaches in Los Angeles, who feels that informants are being overused in the low-level war on drugs. And she specifically talked about that this is really a new phenomenon that's just beginning to be questioned. Mm-hmm. And she expects basically in 10 to 15 years that the landscape is going to be changing and there's going to be a lot more discussion about the tactics that police departments are using in these cases.
In talking to the campus and police officials, are they making the case that this is making campuses more drug-free and safer to be on?
It's an interesting question because if you look at the arrest numbers that Gil mentioned in his report, you see that from 2012 to 2013, there was a decrease in crime on the UWYR campus from 156 arrests for drug violations to 94 mm-hmm. arrests, which the UWYR police chief attributes partially to the development of the informant program. The flip side of that is those are the highest arrest rates on campus for the past decade. Up until 2011, there were about 45 people being arrested in any given year, and now you've had this huge uptick. In addition, you have you're also making certain students who accept this kind of drug deal, you're placing them into potentially dangerous situations, such as Rachel Hoffman faced in Florida.
We'll leave it there for now. Sean, thanks a lot for joining us.
Thank you for having me.
We've been speaking with reporter Sean Kirkby of the Wisconsin Center for Investigative Journalism. His report on UW schools using student informants in drug busts came out yesterday.